Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. What is new? What is good? What is ugly? What is bad in your video game world? This is why we all gather here once a week for an hour to figure out what we need to be playing. What do we need to not be playing? We are in the golden age of video games. They've never been so great, but that doesn't mean there's a lot of garbage out there as well. Let's sift through it together. It is a collaborative effort. We'll do it together at the toll-free line, which works all over North America at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening. And some people think because this is on Sports Byline USA and going through the website sportsbyline.com, click Listen Live. And also on SB Nation Radio as well, going through their website, SBNationLive.com, that it's sports games. No, all video games under one umbrella. I've been doing this show some 15 years now, and as I say, collaborative effort. What are you playing? I wish I could play video games 24/7, but I can't. And even if I could, we're not always going to agree. I always base games on one single factor, and is it fun? If it's fun, we're going to play it. If it's not fun, we're not really going to play it. So let's talk about it together. I was just at the Game Developers Conference all last week right here in San Francisco. Got to test out some stuff, see some stuff, interview some people. We'll talk about my experiences there. But what's good for you? 1-800-878-PLAY. I don't have an interview with anyone this week. That means the lines are open across the country. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. Those of you listening on The Voice on American Forces Radio Network, I bow down and salute the troops. They allow us to do this show and all our shows here in relative safety because they keep us safe and hold the shield somewhere else. You're brave, so we don't have to be. So we know the troops love video games. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. We're also, as I mentioned, online on those two websites, but the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and how about Twitch.tv? Search for Sports Byline USA. I'm on right now. Twitch.tv and the Twitch app. Sports Byline USA. We'll give away a brand new game at 40 after. Cheat code, send your request. Rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll do that at the end. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, live on video as well. What am I seeing on the video? It's a guy talking into a mic. All right, right now it is. It's some bells and whistles at some point, but that's what you do when you webcam a radio show. You see the host and his reading glasses talking into a mic. But we are there on Twitch.tv, Twitch app. Remember, search for Sports Byline USA, and there we are. We're going to get to the new releases. We'll give away a brand new game. That's always at 40 after. Cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll do that at the end of the show. I got a whole lot to say about the GDC, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention the smash hit Sekiro Shadows Die Twice is out. And it's been out for a few days now. And when you think about From Software, and yes, From Software, there's actually a sushi restaurant here in Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco called Their Sushi. Something is definitely lost in translation, but it works. Their, T-H-E-R-E, sushi. Where is it? Over there. Werewolf, Their Wolf. But when you think about the Bloodborne series, the Souls games as well from Software, and then you take kind of a shinobi look at it, and it was pretty amazing. I was reading a review on IGN by Brandon Terrell, who said that he saw credits roll at 50-plus hours. 50-plus. Now, I'll say this about Bloodborne. It's not easy. And there are some disgusting bosses. Bosses with big giant meat flaps of flesh and just disgusting. There was that, what was that one with the witch that would put out these little minions and then would like beam one way or the other and then all of a sudden appear and had horrible sores on its back and then it would like start slitting your throat 1 mile per hour and you couldn't budge. You could be like going wild on your joypad. Nothing would happen. these are the type of things, timing, you know, and these bosses, I can tell you, bosses give me anxiety. Snitches get stitches. Well, bosses give me heart attacks almost. When I see these things come in that are like three times the size of the screen, and I think, well, how in the hell am I going to get past this? And in a way, it's almost like these are almost like puzzle games, because you have to figure out what can stun them, what is the vulnerable part, and then once you figure it out, it's just a matter of slogging through it. And it, like I said, it is a lot of anxiety. It's timing-based, locked-on combat. And a lot of the slashes that you know from Dark Souls, and you think about you know, the bonfires they would have in Dark Souls, or the lanterns they would have in Bloodborne. In this game, they call them sculptor's idols. That's where you will rest and you will recover. Enemies will reset, respawn at times. You can get your character progression, and of course, and then you can teleport between them for fast travel, which is something that we find very familiar with these games. The mechanics, if you think about the way they look at the Sengoku period in Japan, which was about 150 years, which covered basically the Elizabethan era of the Renaissance at the same time in Europe. So the late 1400s going into the 1600s in there, give or take, with a little bit of bleed over. There is some great areas of stealth that you have in this game. You have, it kind of reminds me of Commando game back in the day on the NES. You have this prosthetic arm strapped, which is kind of like a Swiss Army knife. And the most basic thing that you can do is grappling hook. And then you're flying all over the place whenever you want, almost Spider-Man-y. Now, if you think about the Souls games and Bloodborne, the characters were always on the ground, and they would drop down onto platforms, they would climb ladders, they would open gates. This level design now with Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, is much more almost ziplining, if you can think about it as well. And there's, if you think about it, you have to think about it instead of like, how did Brandon put it? Instead of a knight, like a ninja. And I agree with that. And it's going to take you, it might take a little while to sort of wrap your head around that. But once you realize what you can do, like if you head to these huge vistas and you think about the Ashina Castle, that you can basically zip line rooftop to rooftop, it's pretty cool. And then, of course, you have some world building staples as well. As the title Shadows Die Twice suggests, the focus on what you get to do extends beyond. I mean, you're almost like a cat with two lives, because you're gifted with the ability to come back to life upon your death. And this comes with a lot of caveats as well, things you have to consider. And then if you die, you just lose half the experience and the money that you've collected, and you no longer have the option to run your course back and drop your goods. Remember, like in the Souls games, you would have your souls basically in like an orb, and you'd have to run back and get it. I think about playing Fallout 76, you lose half your junk, and it's in a nice little paper lunch bag, and you have to go back and get it before someone else did. But this is where it gets a little bit kind of tricky as well. Every time you reset at an idol, you're given a single-use resurrection. And you have to decide that once you've been killed, I mean, if you death is part of the learning experience of any video game like this, but if you die a second time before you get to another idol, there's a chance that with tampering with these god forces in your resurrection will cause a disease called dragon rot. And that's going to affect NPCs throughout the world. And then at that point, you have to get some aid. And then, of course, degrading percentage-wise as it comes down. There are tons of things to consider in this game about if you want to let yourself die or if you've just done too much and you just can't fathom to give up the EPs, the XPs, and the loot that you've got, that you've got to try to resurrect yourself. But that's the thing, too, is also just figuring out how to get the drop on people. Obviously, you're going to have the standard attacks that you're going to have, and it's a lot of, you know, stabbing, grappling, sweeping, and things like that. But there is a sort of a fairness to the animations as well. There's a big red danger sign which appears on the screen for a split second to kind of give you maybe a little bit of a head start to figure out what you're going to do. So you don't have to kill all your enemies. There's, you know, as you fight someone, there's another way you can look at someone's what they call the posture meter. If you do unblocked damage, you can degrade that meter as well. We're just getting our hands on this. We're just starting to, you know, I have not put in the 50 hours yet, but it is an amazing game. It's a game that's been looked after for some time. And I can say that if you've never played the Bloodborne games, you might find it really hard. I think you're going to find it hard anyway, but this is what we want out of a game like this, too. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll tell you all about what happened at the GDC, the Game Developers Conference. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're here taking your calls and your texts on the Video Game Review. So get in and get heard, whatever is going on with you. Y'all's and your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game, as we always do. So, Game Developers Conference, and I've been going to this thing for many, many years here at the Moscone Convention Center. This is the biggie for the world. People pay thousands of dollars just to get in, not to mention their flights, hotels, and everything else as they go along. it's first off, just to talk about how the Moscone Center has undergone some great facelifts, and over the years, it's been a lot of construction, but it's expanded, it's massive, it's bigger and better than ever. It always amazes me at any kind of convention how they build, literally, they'll build a house where each company, whether it's, Sony or Oculus or HTC Vive, whomever, builds like this house. But anyway, first off, the first 2 days of the conference is, all 5 days of the conference, you have a lot of classroom dealios. And those are really for the game developers. And I know that might sound a little bit trite, but that's what it was. For game developers. And so there were a few that I went to. One of them was called Building the Interface of the Elder Scrolls Blades in Landscape and Portrait. This was done by Marie Yasmin. She, I believe, was French-Canadian. But you talk about building an Elder Scrolls game for a phone, and they said, should we go portrait? So you could hold the phone with one hand, and that's the way a lot of people use it. They're walking the dog, they're holding the baby, they're drinking a Coke, whatever, with one hand. Or should we go landscape, which of course is going to look a lot better? And they finally figured out, she said, Todd Howard at Bethesda said, let's just do both. And then as a developer, as a programmer, trying to figure out how to make that work, because you could see some, you know, lots of three different forks on the road in landscape, and then you go to portrait, you can only see one. So how could they get that done? And especially with some of their trees as well, as they are going through progressions, and you think about, well, what can you do with these elven, you know, boots? And then you look at the category and what level you have to be. And so in landscape, you see like eight categories all the way across, and you turn it portrait and you only see five. And so they had to be economical. They wanted to look the same. And then they kind of figured out in the end that maybe portrait even looked better. So that was interesting. From Marie, merci beaucoup, got to check that out, which was, I wanted to go to everything, but you can't go to everything. It's funny, on Tuesday, Santa Monica Studios presented God of War, and the lead technical artist, Axel Grossman, he basically was just going to take us behind the scenes on the AAA franchise, and they're just going to see a firsthand example of how the animation performance in Maya, M-A-Y-A, accelerated all the workflows. And so Axel Stanley Grossman, he was in there, and I didn't see him. This was the first time in all the GDCs I've been to that there was no room at the inn. Now, I've probably been to some where I got in that were ended up being, it's wrong to say sold out. The term would be full. But it was at Moscone West, and I was there about 10 minutes beforehand, which usually is plenty of time, and the line snaked around three times. And I thought, some of these rooms are huge, and they definitely dedicated a huge room. I got within about 15 people, so I wasn't the last person. And they said, by the way, you can stand here and wait to see who leaves, and when someone leaves, you can go in. But I'm not a huge God of War guy. I admire it. Especially the very, very first one. But suffice to say, I wasn't brokenhearted when I didn't get in. I'm sure there were a lot of people who were, especially the people who go to these things and probably are like me, used to kind of just walking in at the end. And it didn't happen. Also, I went to one that was a company that dealt with virtual reality when it came to travel. And, you know, it's funny. The first time I saw VR, I thought, what if somebody was just going to, maybe go through the Louvre? How would that look as we went through the Louvre? And I thought that sounded pretty darn cool. To tell you the truth. And so now with travel, especially the company is called Farbridge and Masterworks, and it works with the Oculus Go, the Viveport as well. They had a thing called My Virtual Armenia, which I'm sure my cousins who are half Armenian would love. But it was interesting to see how they work with people who make these drone companies, and they figured out that some of the cool places to go are places where the public is usually not allowed in. So that was interesting to see how they worked that out. And then I went to, I think probably my favorite party I went to was by the Polish developers who got together, the Indie Games Poland Foundation, they call it. And Robot Gentleman was one of the developers there, but they had Polish beer. And I got to try a few, and my favorite was a beer called Okocim, whatever it was. But they had big Polish beers and hot pretzels out of the oven, which it didn't hurt. I'll say that. It certainly didn't hurt. But I think probably my favorite quirky game I played out at Pier 17, not too far from the studio in which I sit here in San Francisco, where they have the Swiss consulate, by the way. The Swiss consulate is out on the pier at the end. They had the Swiss Games Party, which was fun, free hot dogs and stuff, some American fare. And there were a lot of different developers, a lot of different games. I sat down with some people and played their games. One of the games was called What the Golf? Yeah, What the Golf? And it's on the PC. It's going to be on the iOS and the Android, and it's by a company called Triband, and it said the golf game for people who hate golf. Now, a lot of these games are looking for distribution. They're looking for publishers. What the Golf was looking for a PR department to come push it, and it's hard to describe, but it's a golf game where you have one hole, and you hold down a button for how hard you're going to hit it. And it's kind of a almost like a blocky 16-bit graphics. You get it in the hole, but then after that, all bets are off, because the next time you're actually hitting the club. And then the club, no one tells you what to do. You find out that the club has to actually hit the flagpole. And then you line up to golf and you go, whew, and it's your body, and all of a sudden your body's like, wham. And then you wind up again, and it's your body, wham, you got to hit the pole. And then you're a house, and the house has to roll up. And then you're 1,000 golf balls. It's hard to explain, but, and then there was like a little joke at the end of it, and it went on and on and on. This game held my fascination more than any other game I played. And I don't know if it's going to be free when it comes out, but it was one of the goofiest games I've ever played. But it was also fun, because every time you played, you had no idea what you were supposed to do or what even was the golf ball. And for people, and the thing is, it says the golf game for people who hate golf. I'm not a big golf fan. You know, I think it's fun to drop off the face of the earth for 4.5 hours and drive around in a cart and drink beer. I really couldn't care less about playing golf. I got a bag. I cannot watch golf on TV. I've interviewed many golfers over the years. I certainly respect their skill and their ability. It's just not for me. But I do love golf video games. So I don't hate golf, but I can tell you that if you told me this is a thing where instead of hitting the ball, you actually one hole, it's your body. You're throwing yourself towards the hole. I'd probably think, nah, that sounds like a waste of time. It's not. It's really fun. It is actually really, really fun. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about other things as we go through, as I start to remember more things. This GDC, I'm going to talk about it some on the next show. Well, but your calls if you'd like to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. As I said, coming up in the next break, we're going to give away a brand new game, as we always do. And then the whole cheat code thing, I like giving out cheat codes for games that are a little bit older, because a lot of people, you know, they have this part at the GDC where they had every system. They had an Odyssey, they had a 2600, they had an original Xbox going all the way through Dreamcast. Those games still work. And some of those games still hold up. So you got a cheat code for that. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Come on back. We'll give a game away and we got more show.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, 2 thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. Lots more to get to. Your calls, as always, welcome at 1-800-878-PLAY. Neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, veterans, whatever you want, everyone in between. Don't be shy. Give us a call. It is 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. I have it here for the Xbox One. It's called The Occupation. It is available from the developer at White Paper Games. The Occupation. Now, would you say this game is more of an action drama game? Or is this an occupation because you work at a veterinary's office, like all creatures great and small? James Harriet. Just let me know. Rick at sportsbyline.com. The third answer that makes sense will win this. Once again, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Just send me an email and you will win it. Once again, the question is The Occupation. Is this kind of like maybe more like a game of intense drama? Or is it about working with a vet? By the way, this is the summary. It's 1987 in Northwest England. A time of 80s British pop, grand architecture, and political unrest. An explosion has triggered a controversial act which threatens to erode civil liberties of the population to be rushed into place. You are tasked with investigating and questioning people on their actions. From a tumultuous night, which resulted in the loss of many lives, each person has a different account of the night's events, and you must use the tools at your disposal to get the results you need for your investigation. Will you take the most direct route at the risk of getting caught, or plan your approach carefully whilst precious time ticks by? Events happen in real time, and you must make decisions based on the evidence. You are the reporter. You decide the narrative. This is, by the way, an FPS game that is first person, rated T for teen. Just let me know the answer. Does this sound like a drama game or a veterinary's game? From White Paper Games. The Occupation, I have it here for the Xbox One. So that's the game we are giving away today. You know, I always say, what have you been playing this weekend? I've been playing a lot of Fallout 76, but I did take a break. Sometimes it's hard for me to pull away from a game when I'm super into it, like I am with 76. And once again, it is not nearly as good or as fun as Fallout 4. But this world is super huge and crazy, and all the new things I'm discovering, and I just finally figured out, as I told you last week, to be nomadic, and that is wherever I go, I just have to move. And with the latest, I moved my house, so to speak, my CAMP. But I've also found out that now my budget for how I get to build has gone almost double. You know, it's like, okay, I put down all the machinery, the chemistry station, the tinker station, armor station, weapons workbench, cookout place, and a couple of stairs, a couple of turrets and bungee boards, and you're out of budget. How can I build my Dallas Palace? Now, the funny thing is, I built a very, very elaborate thing with the stairs all the way up to the top, and I tried three times to move it, and whenever I moved it, they're like, sorry, you can't put it here. So all that meant was, which is very frustrating, but all that meant was where I originally built it, I must have been at the absolute millimeter within the realm of those open spaces. I mean, I went to open fields, and I could not get it to go. What that meant was I had to store everything in my blueprint, and I had to build over, and it's not much to speak of. I'm going to wait until I get super powerful, and then I can build my huge palace, I guess, and where I can fast travel. I still can't fast travel because I'm usually about 700 to 800 over. Let me say that again, 700 to 800 over. This is all because Bethesda decided to put a limit on what you could store, which I freaking hate. But I digress. I got to EA had a sale. It happens sometimes. And my favorite racing game of all time was on the Xbox 360 called Burnout Paradise. It was a sequel to Burnout. To me, it gave the most exhilarating thrill of speed of any video game I ever had, whereas you could still kind of control what you were doing in a very cool map, an island that had, you know, a beach area, kind of a naval yard, a shipyard, all the way up into the mountains. Just a fantastic game with over, you know, with hundreds and hundreds of secret gates to burst through. You could go to garages to get it fixed and just all sorts of cool things. But about as user-friendly as you could get. Like, I think about the original NASCAR games on EA. Why did they stop making them? Because they were too realistic. You go out there and trade paint, and then all of a sudden the caution flag comes up, and you're going like 70 miles per hour. And then it never had the feeling of speed when everyone around you is going about the same speed. By the way, in Burnout, whenever you crash, it goes into probably the coolest cinematic, or right up there, top three in the history of video games. It goes into a cinematic slow motion of your crash. And then after about 5 seconds, it shows you like 3 more seconds back to full speed again. It is just, it's harrowing, it's scary, but it's also really cool. Almost like, what do they call it, the bullet porn with those sniper games that you can see all of a sudden an x-ray of the Nazi's skull as it goes through the helmet and the brain and comes out the other side. Yeah, carnage. But how about this for a sale? EA sells that game for $20 with all the DLC and everything unlocked. And I remember seeing it thinking, you know, I already own it. I don't like buying games I already have, even if that means I don't have the system set up. I would have to reattach it. I'd probably have to get adapters if you're talking about they don't have HDMI. And even though I own it and I'm going to play it, it's just I don't want to buy a game twice, which I think makes sense. But this sale, it was $4.99. And with my extra drive I put on the PS4, which is over a terabyte, for $4.99 I could have Burnout Paradise and all the DLC. So I go ahead and I buy it. And then I think as soon as it's downloading, you know, so many times you play these games and they don't hold up. You know, you think, wow, that was so cool at the time. Like, I think, like, the first Medal of Honor I had on the original PlayStation, I look at that now, and it's just the most archaic cave drawings. Because first-person shooters have improved exponentially by leaps and bounds, and you look back at that and go, oh, my gosh, it's so bad. But I loved it at the time. Absolutely. And so I'm thinking, please hold up. I can tell you that it has held up 100%. And it's amazing now to go into a garage and pick any car I want. And I went in, and it's funny, as you scroll through, they kind of slam down like they've been dropped like a Blues Brothers car. And I immediately picked the car with the fastest boost. And I can tell you, it was too fast. Because as much as just the basic car they give you and you go into a boost and it's just like you're flying and just these infinitesimal little ticks left or right on the joypad to steer you on your way, that thing was way too fast and I was wrecking like a mofo, I have to say. But I tried some cop cars. They have some joke cars. I didn't like the car that was the toughest. I thought, let me pick the toughest car, and it's almost like this giant SUV. It was a little bit too slow. But I just started – I was playing a lot of that, too, this weekend. But, man, what a deal. What a freaking deal. $4.99. $4.99, are you out of your mind for all that good stuff? AM, PM, too much good stuff. All right, let's get to the new releases this week. And these are all Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Battle Princess Madeline on the Switch. If you yearn for a challenge with an arcade feel, a retro ambiance where you battle in a fast-paced action, this game is for you. Remalore, Lost Girl in the Lands of Lore. Remalore is an anime-styled, roguelike, hack-and-slash action-adventure game set in a colorful world. Path of Exile on the PlayStation 4. Path of Exile is a free-to-play online action role-playing game set in a dark fantasy world. The Xbox One version is on the way. Final Fantasy VII on the Nintendo Switch. An evil power company called Shinra has found a way to mine the planet's life energy, draining it. And you know the rest. It's on the Switch. It's on the Xbox One as well. And PS4? Why do I not see it listed for the PS4? I'll have to check on that. I don't see it for the PS4. Is it just the Switch on the One? I'll look into it. The Hong Kong Massacre. King Kong, Hong Kong. It is a viscous game. A viscous, not vicious game set in Hong Kong filled with guns, bullets, slow motion, and blood. That's PC only. I kind of want to check that out. Assassin's Creed 3 remastered on the 4 and the 1. That is the one, of course, set during the Revolutionary War. You might remember War Groove, PlayStation 4, turn-based. This is, of course, PSN, the PlayStation Network, where you can buy it online. Turn-based strategy game, up to four players. You have control of your own army. Modern Combat 5 Blackout, lock and load for the next intense chapter of this blockbuster FPS franchise, Modern Combat 5 Blackout. Not Call of Duty. The Walking Dead, the final season, episode 4, Take Us Back. Telltale Games' grim and gripping take on The Walking Dead comes to a close in this finale. On the 1, on the 4, on the PC, on the Nintendo Switch as well. DayZ, welcome to Chernarus, an open-world post-Soviet state and one of the areas hit by the new and presently unknown virus. This is on the Xbox One. Assassin's Creed Liberation HD remastered. This is on the 4 and the Xbox One as well. Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire, on the Switch, the 4, and the 1. It's sequel to the critically acclaimed role-playing game Pillars of Eternity. The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel. This is in the first of the series to tread the Erebonian soil and explore the interpolitical conflicts. Very anime-looking. And then finally, Shakedown Hawaii on the Vita, on the Mac, on the 3DS, on the Wii U. What? I'm surprised they're still making games on the Vita, which is cool. 3DS, but the Wii U? They made a game for the Wii. They made a game for the Mac. They made a game for the Wii U. This is from the makers of Retro City Rampage. Shakedown Hawaii brings the V-blank open world universe into the 16-bit era. Now, that says it's out Q1 2019. So I don't have an exact date on that, but this would be the time as we go into the last week of March. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. We're going to close out the show in our customary fashion, whereas I tell you a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I love this one. This one is from Jay, J-A-Y. Jay writes in from Reno. Said, Rick, I have Tiger Woods PGA Tour Golf 06. Don't laugh on the PS2, but I heard you can golf as other golfers. How do you do it? I'm not laughing. PGA Tour 06, that was a fun game. It's 13 years old, 14 years old, it doesn't matter. First of all, if you want all clubs, at the password screen, put club 11, C-L-U-B-1-1, all club. All courses, at the password option, all one word, of course without an apostrophe, it's in the hole. It's in the hole. It's in the hole. If you want to golf as Arnold Palmer, you do half lemonade and half iced tea. No, type in Arnie's Army. Arnie's Army. If you'd like to golf as Ben Hogan, who? Ask your grandfather. Put in The Hawk, all one word. And then if you want to golf as Jack Nicklaus, do I really need to tell you what to put in? Yes, that's right. Golden Bear. Put in Golden Bear and you get to golf as him. Thanks for tuning into the video game review, especially those of you watching on Twitch, the twitch.app. Of course, it'll be archived for a little while. If you missed it, you can watch it again. Coming up next, 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.